please call some members. If we don't have a quorum, we'll start as a subcommittee, get testimony out of the way. Tina has a lot to do today, and we want to make sure she gets back to Mr. Allen. All right, are we ready to go on camera? Okay, this Committee on Appropriations will come to order as a subcommittee. Good afternoon. Obviously, we take our COVID-19 precautions seriously, and we welcome the public to be both in person and on teleconference. For individuals wishing to provide public comment via the teleconference service, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our website. And it'll be displayed on the screen, and obviously I'll announce it now. Today's participant number is 877-226-8163. That's 877-226-8163. And the access code is 824-5991. Obviously, I'll maintain decorum, as is customary, and anybody being disruptive will be removed from the remote meeting or have their connection muted. We're holding our committee in the O Street building, and obviously want all members to come on down to room 2200 to establish our quorum. We have one bill, item AB 1897 by Barner Horvath. Due to constraints of the hearing, we're going to limit our testimony to 5 minutes for our primary testimony. All other witnesses will be confined to a Me Too, which is name, organization, and position. And we are going to go right to testimony and open up as a subcommittee. So, Assemblymember, if you could tell us about 1897.
Yes, thank you very much. AB 1897 is a very simple bill that contains just three minor technical fixes to SB 54, the landmark plastics and packaging bill approved in June. The changes include clarifying the definition of recycling to specify that it's the responsibility of the Producer Responsibility Organization, or PRO, to ensure cover material meets the recycling criteria that will be established at CalRecycle. We also amended the definition of responsible end markets to better articulate that the end market is the destination where material is reclaimed and reconstituted into new material. Lastly, the bill adds clarifying detail around the dispute resolution process between the Producer Responsibility Organization and local governments by empowering the advisory board to make recommendations to the parties and giving either party the ability to pursue arbitration. Members, these are minor but critical fixes necessary to ensure that the waste hauling industry can do its part to help California meet the ambitious climate goals we set out in SB 54. It's essential that we make these corrections now, as SB 54 requires both producers and CalRecycle to begin work towards implementing the program right away. In fact, the first deadlines come at the end of 2023. I have with me today John Moffitt with Waste Management, and Heidi Sanborn is on the phone with National Stewardship Action Council to speak in support of the bill. I respectfully ask for your I vote.
All right, go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. John Moffitt on behalf of Waste Management in support of the bill. We appreciate the committee's fiscal analysis on the bill. Maybe a slight deviation from one of the comments of the bill with respect to may be costs associated with the regulations that would go to implement the bill being reimbursed by the producer organizations. I just want to point out the language in the underlying law, which was obviously passed and goes into effect January 1st, 2023, that requires the PRO to fully fund the plan and all other costs associated with implementing the plan, including but not limited to all of the following. And the third thing on that list is reimbursing costs incurred by the department, in this case CalRecycle, and the California Department of Tax and Fee Administration. We think ultimately the bill really has no ongoing fiscal cost or new or additional cost to CalRecycle that would not be reimbursed ultimately by the PRO. And for those reasons, we ask for your aye vote.
All right, any other witness? That was it?
I think we have one on the phone. We don't have this one on the phone. Nope, that's it.
All right, others in support, come on up and offer your Me Toos.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Born of Horvath, thank you. This is Mark Aprea. I'm here on behalf of Republic Services. We ask for your aye vote.
Mr. Chair, Courtney Jensen on behalf of Cal Chamber in support.
All right, we'll go to the phone line for anybody else in support of 1897.
If you are in support of 1897, please press 1, then 0. There is no one in queue at this time.
All right, we'll come back to the committee room for opposition. Is there any lead witnesses in opposition to 1897? Seeing no one come to the microphone, moderator, is there anyone on the phone line opposed to 1897?
If you are opposed to 1897, please press 1, then 0. And there is no one in queue.
There is no one in queue. We've taken support and opposition. We're going to go to finance. But, Millie, did you know that in 1897, the Boston Marathon was first held for the very first time? Did you know that?
1897. I did not know that.
And did you know that San Diego State opened in 1897?
Go Aztecs.
I did not know that either.
So, in keeping with our tradition in this house, I thought I would end our final hearing with two very important factoids. So, Millie, now tell us about 1897, since we know more about the year.
Thank you, and good afternoon, Chair Portantino and Appropriations Committee members. Millie Yan with Department of Finance. We have no file on this bill.
No file, but two facts. All right. Ms. Bates, my vice chair, do you have any questions?
None.
We have no questions. Would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Fantastic. So we will wait till we have a quorum, and then we will take action on this fine bill. We shall go into, we'll recess till we have a quorum, I guess, so we can cut the camera. We're on TV. We're up. So, Mr. Chief Consultant, would you establish a quorum?
Senator Portantino.
I'm here.
Portantino here. Senator Bates.
Sorry, your conference is ending now. Please hang up.
Bates here. Senator Bradford. Senator Jones. Here. Jones here. Senator Kamlager.
Here.
Kamlager here. Senator Laird. Senator Wykowski. We have four members present.
So we have a quorum.
Here.
Oh, there's Wykowski is here. So we have a quorum. We
Wykowski
had one bill.
Present.
AB 1897, we've already heard testimony, so...
How'd it go?
You know, it was really, really riveting.
Compelling.
Compelling. Apraya did a good job. And we learned that the Boston Marathon had its first running in 1897, and San Diego State held its first class in 1897. And William McKinley was the president of the United States in 1897.
McKinley was the president of San Diego State?
No. Yeah.
The United States.
So with that, I will enter. The motion is due pass. I will entertain a motion on AB 1897.
So moved.
We have a motion. Mr. Chief Consultant, would you call the roll?
Assembly Bill 1897, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Senator Bradford? Senator Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Camlogger?
No, aye.
Camlogger, aye. Senator Laird? Senator Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. We have 5 votes.
We have 5 votes. I will keep the roll open for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Laird is here, so let's open the roll.
Motion is Assembly Bill 1897. Motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Yeah. Chair and Vice Chair both voting aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Bradford? So we have 6 votes now.
We have 6 votes. We'll leave the roll open for Senator Bradford. Sergeants, if you could find out where Senator Bradford is, and we'll give him a couple minutes.
See ya.
We will take a recess until Senator Bradford shows up. And Mr. Chief Consultant, if you could call the roll.
Assembly Bill 1897, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Chair and Vice Chair both voting aye. Senator Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. That's 7 votes.
All right, that bill is out, and this committee here, if you haven't had your comments heard or you wish to contact us, you can use the email for the State Senate Appropriations Committee, and so please feel free to do that. And with that, we will adjourn this meeting.